Welcome to Golfers on Golf Radio on AM 750 WNDZ. Golfers on Golf is presented by the five-star French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's a Saturday morning. It's a 10 a.m. call to the tee. And, hey, very pleased to be back on the sunny and bright fairways of WNDZ Radio. 70 and sunny today, although outside here in Chicago, I think it's about 39 and raining. But, hey, we're going to start the season anyways. The show is Golfers on Golf. We're going to bring you the world of golf from a Chicago area perspective. And in studio this morning, we've got our threesome today. It's I'm Ed Stevenson, PJ Professional with the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County. Alongside me is Bill Berger, lifetime PGA member and pizza maker extraordinaire at Jake's Pizza. And, hey, good morning. Rory Spears, longtime Chicago area sports journalist. 2018, guys, another season. Happy golf new year to you. The season begins.
Well, it's the first of 22 weeks. We're going to be with you right up in, into September, and we'll close out the season as the BMW Championship wraps up in the Philadelphia area at Aronimink this year. But we'll be with you through the BMW again this year. But in the meantime, Ed, there's a lot of exciting tournaments for a second straight year in the Chicago area. We know it's going to drop off next year, so we encourage everybody to go out to those tournaments this year. It's unfortunate. There's some bad scheduling done by a variety of golf organizations, but the last week of June, we're going to have the Women's KPMG Championship at Kemper Lakes. Of course, the same week, the Women's Western Golf Association with their 118th National Amateur Championship for the ladies out at beautiful Mistwood this year. Prior to that, earlier in June, the Rust-Oleum Championship at Ivanhoe Golf Club returns. And then the very crazy week, the second week of July, we have not only the long-running John Deere Classic, but we have the Constellation Senior Players Championship at Exmoor. And then, of course, the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open comes to the historic and famed Chicago Golf Club. It's sad that all three of those tournaments are the same week, but we got some golf bodies out there that don't talk to one another very well. And then early August, the Western Amateur Championship returns in Chicago one more year before it goes out of town for a few years over at Sunset Ridge up in Highland Park. So, again, a lot of great golf in town. Of course, the Illinois Open, the Illinois Women's Open. And so a whole bunch of good tournaments to go see, Ed.
Yeah, it's a packed schedule. As you mentioned, Rory, at early July is certainly filled in. I know Even looking at our schedule at the Preserve at Oak Meadows, which is in a grand opening season this year, July 9th, we're going to be hosting a qualifier for the U.S. Amateur, which, of course, will be contested. The finals will be at Pebble Beach. But that falls right into that crazy busy week. I think we were hoping to reach out and have some fun with the media during the week that the qualifier was going on at the Preserve. We'll have plenty of other things going on, but the media is going to try to be in three or four places at once that week, Billy. So unless the guys have figured out how to clone themselves, there's some decision making going on.
And well, Billy's going to be my new helper, right, Billy? You're going to come on out and do interviews for us?
Absolutely. Talking is pretty easy, I've been watching you, little Rory, and I've taken notes and trying to get it all together.
You still have that cassette recorder like Rory's got.
You're a fast-moving hombre, Rory.
Yeah, one of the best ones in Chicago.
You are, Rory.
It's a classic standard. And Billy's going to come in and hand these players a slice of pizza, and then he's going to put the microphone in front of them and start talking golf while they're chomping on that great pizza from Jake's on Grand, right?
Yeah, Jake's on Grand.
There we go.
Well, either way, a busy summer ahead, and we don't have to look too far back to see that, the season, I think, in a lot of people's minds here in Chicago kind of officially begins after Masters Week. And Masters Week wrapped up. It was exciting. It was, in some ways, maybe not not everyone's favorite person who ended up at the end of the day in Butler Cabin, at least on the professional side of things. Although Captain America is a polarizing guy. I've talked to golfers who love him. I've talked to others who don't. And I think actually having that kind of polarizing persona in golf isn't a bad thing overall. Rory, I'm sure you were glued to the return of Tiger Woods because longtime listeners of this show know how much you're engaged in his comeback career. But speaking of guys who were in the Butler Cabin, someone who was, who certainly has deep Chicago roots, is going to be joining us in just a little bit.
Yeah, in about 4 minutes, Doug Gim, the Arlington Heights native who plays golf for the University of Texas, will join us live here from the University of Texas campus down in Austin, Texas. If you didn't catch the end of the Masters last week, Doug was right there in the Butler cabin getting the low amateur medal from Masters Chairman Fred Ridley, seated alongside of champion Patrick Reed. Also, Sergio Garcia, a special moment for Doug and his family. And for him to win the low-am last week at the Masters, just outstanding. And we're thrilled to have him coming up on the show with us here as our first guest of the 2018 golf season.
Yeah, so Rory, on that 2018 golf season, certainly, although we've been off the air during the winter months, you've been staying busy on the digital side of things and keeping the Golfers on Golf blog going. I think all the news that falls between the broadcasts has been hitting there. And lots of things happen while we're off the air during the winter. I guess if we take a little bit of a look back at the 2018 winter season, what stood out in your mind is the things that have happened since we last were on the Saturday morning airwaves?
Well, Ed, I got to tell you, I went down to the PGA show down in Orlando in January. Saw a lot of interesting things there. But, Ed, I'll be honest with you. One of the biggest stories, I think, in golf, everybody that plays, if you're out there playing, you've got golf equipment. And the turnaround in the last couple of years by the Callaway Golf Company has just been absolutely amazing. We are going to hear from time to time here on the show from their CEO, Chip Brewer, who, you know, when I talked to Chip on the phone, and it was real nice of him. And this actually did happen, folks. Here's a guy that had an interview scheduled with me and threw Sergio Garcia out of his office so that he could pick up the phone and call Rory Spears. And I'm not joking. That actually happened. So some people know how to get it right. And
is that really getting it right, Billy?
yes, it is.
Poor Sergio hits five balls in the creek at the Masters, and now
he's getting kicked out for Rory Spears.
getting kicked out of
which is a tougher break.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing story there, and we'll talk more about some of the bigger stories. But I think the emergence of Callaway Golf and the way the golf equipment industry is shifting around a little bit is going to be a big topic of discussion on this show all year long. With that, we're going to take our first break. We will be back with Masters Low Amateur and Arlington Heights native Doug Gim right after this. The newly renovated Mount Prospect Golf Club is now a Golf Week magazine top 15 best courses you can play in Illinois. Mount Prospect originally opened in the 1920s and has been restyled to look and play like the great courses of that era. If you want to play golf holes that look like they were created by the great historic designers like C.B. McDonald, Seth Raynard, or Donald Ross, Mount Prospect is for you. Mount Prospect now has an expanded practice area, a full-size double-sided driving range, and multiple putting greens. The Pro Shop has been redone and has been restocked with all the merchandise golfers need. The new golf carts are GPS touchscreen, and Mount Prospect is now the home of the half-pound Mount Prospect burger. For more information, visit us online at mppd.org or call 847-259-4200 and book your tee time at the Mount Prospect Golf Club today.
All right. Good morning. It's 10 a.m. Welcome back to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Rory Spears and Bill Berger. And, hey, Rory, just before break, we were talking about really how exciting it is to get to golf season in Chicago. And usually it's the Masters, which seems to tip off Mother Nature to let that weather improve. That hasn't exactly happened, but I'd say the Chicago area golf juices are definitely flowing from what we saw in the Masters last week.
Yeah, they sure are, Ed. And reminder, this segment sponsored by the French Lick Resort, home of the Pete Dye and the Donald Ross Golf Courses. Visit FrenchLick.com. Ed, I'll tell you what, this isn't the first time it's happened, but we are absolutely thrilled and delighted to, and I know I am, to have one of my neighbors actually be the first guest on our show this year. You saw him on Sunday night in the Butler Cabin, sitting alongside of Masters champion Patrick Reed, defending champion Sergio Garcia, and you saw him get the Masters Low Amateur Medal from Masters chairman Fred Ridley. And with that, we bring in from the University of Texas this morning, this year's low amateur, Doug Gim. Doug, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, Doug, I'll tell you what, I got to tell you, a lot of people here in Illinois that have followed your journey growing up through Illinois Junior Golf, and I know you played briefly for Buffalo Grove High School before starting to explore some of the national tournaments around the country on the junior side of things, and of course now you're a Longhorn, you're down there playing with, and they've had several great players go through that program in recent years, including Jordan Spieth, but Doug, it had to be really special for you to get a chance to participate in last week's Masters and have it turn out the way it did, along with your father on your bag all week. Tell us a little bit about your run to Sunday night when you appeared on CBS in the Butler Cabin.
It was definitely one of the coolest experiences that an amateur could have in this game. I've had, the distinct honor of playing for a school like Texas and make it to the finals of the national championship, and then also getting the call to play in the Walker Cup. But it's hard to beat the Masters. Being able to sit in Butler Cabin with the Masters champion, only a select few people can sit there, and just to experience the joys of hitting some incredible shots, being able to celebrate with my family, and getting to feel what it's like to win, because sitting there next to Patrick Reed was you could feel what it's like to win, and it's certainly a big motivator moving forward for me. Since I've come home, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Doug, can you take us through how that week starts? What day did you get there on the weekend? Did you come in on Monday morning? And what's it like to take that drive up Magnolia Lane and pull up by the clubhouse there and prepare to be a Masters contestant?
It was pretty crazy. I got in on a Saturday afternoon. I picked up a car from the airport and headed over to Augusta, and it's a pretty cool drive. There's a lot of anticipation driving towards Magnolia Lane, and then get there. I've been there a couple of times in preparation for the event, but to come down knowing it's basically Masters week, it's cool to come on a Saturday as well, because it's basically only contestants and members. So just rolling through and seeing everyone, everyone is just kind of, you could feel the excitement, not just from yourself, but from everyone around and registering and being on grounds for the first time during Masters week. There's nothing quite like it.
Doug, I can't imagine, and you really from beginning of the week to feel it build up to that energy you felt, sitting next to even Patrick Reed there as he got his green jacket on. The history of amateurs and certainly Augusta runs pretty deep and pretty long, and I think part of it is the tradition of the upper floor home for amateurs, the crow's nest. Was that where you stayed? And if so, did you kind of think about who else had been there before you?
Yeah, well, just, again, thankful for the opportunity that Augusta National gives amateurs to play. I was very thankful for the invite and the opportunity to test my game against the best players in the world. But I did stay in the Crow's Nest for one night. I didn't stay there the whole week. But on Monday night, there's an amateur dinner. And so all the amateurs met with each other and some of the members and the USGA R&A. So it was a pretty cool night, and we headed out to Crow's Nest. But, yeah, there are pictures of all the greats that stayed up there, from Tiger, Phil, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Ben Crenshaw, you know, Ola Thobel, Sergio Garcia, just all the names.
Who are those guys?
It's quite crazy. They all the pictures are when they were an amateur as well. So it's pretty crazy to think that, you know, I'm sitting there in the same company, and I could tell that the rest of my peers are thinking the same thing. And just to be able to stay a night in history was quite special. It's something I'll never forget.
Well, you know, you've been building quite a legacy, certainly in your career, your collegiate career at Texas. And of course, here we're broadcasting in Chicago today, and we know that's home turf for you. And I believe you're a Cubs fan as well, I think, famously wearing a Cubs cap in the U.S. Amateur. Cubs cap wasn't necessarily going to be able to tour the grounds of Augusta with you, or was that not part of the plan?
Well, I promised my coach, since I wouldn't be wearing, a lot of Longhorn uniforms throughout the week, that, I'd wear the Texas hat. So, that's something that Coach Fields really, really wanted me to do. So I, you know, obliged. I mean, as much as he's done for me, especially leading up to the Masters, I figured that was the least that I could do. But rest assured that when I show up at Shinnecock Hills, I'll be wearing a Cubs hat.
Well, a few of those Cubs players have noticed that, Doug. You know, I know that there's a lot of golfers on that team, Chris Bryant and John Lester and some of those guys. And, you know, when you were in the amateur last year, they put it on, they said, there's a guy, he's wearing a Cubs hat. So some of those guys are following what you do. And I'll tell you what, you keep playing and doing the things that you did at Augusta. Yeah, you're gonna have some followers down in that clubhouse. I can tell you that for a fact, because I've been down there when they've been watching you. And you know, Doug, by the way, you know what? You made a few eagles this week, and the players that do that during the Masters, my understanding is they get a little crystal. Can you tell us about that? And did you get it already, or they got to send it to you?
Yeah. So if you do make an eagle, you get a set of crystals. There's two for each eagle. I didn't really know about it. I mean, I've heard about it. I've heard people talk about it, but I wasn't really sure. At the beginning of the week when you register, they ask for a shipping address. And so I remember I hit my second shot in kind of close on 13. I was walking up and I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, if I make this putt, I might get something for it. So I get out there and I desperately needed a birdie, so when I got up there, I was relieved to see it was inside 10 feet. So I was like, okay, well, regardless, I'm going to make a birdie here. But, you know, it would be quite a disappointment if I missed this putt for how good of a second shot I hit. And I was fortunate enough to read it correctly, hit a good putt. And when it went in, I looked straight up at Mr. Lyle and I said, do I get a trophy for you? And he laughed. He goes, you betcha. So it was pretty special to get one, and then just to have the next two was unreal. The shot on 18 that went in from about 185 yards, it was the best shot I've ever hit in my life, probably. You know, my round was up and down all day, tried to finish on a high note on a really good shot. Just trying to make par, really. If I made a birdie, great. But, man, when it came off the face, it looked good. I thought it was going to be maybe a tap-in birdie. And the reaction of the crowd certainly suggested otherwise. So, it was a pretty special moment, but to get, you know, some souvenirs from Augusta National that you can't buy out of a pro shop, that's pretty special to me.
Doug, Bill Berger here. You know, on a serious side, on the caddy deal, how do you guys do? You ever have a minor, you know, conflict on a club selection or anything? And who's in charge of that selection? You know, when it boils down, you sound like you're pretty easy going. You know, is that you or Dad makes that final decision? You know, or don't you have that problem?
It's always my decision. When it comes down to it, I'm the guy hitting the shot. So okay. If I want that 7-iron, I'm getting that 7-iron on the back.
I figured that, you know, still water runs deep, you know. I just was curious about that.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter what caddy you use because you're going to run into disagreements. It's not a good caddy doesn't mean that he's always going to be thinking exactly the same as you. He's just, you know, my dad did the best he could to give me all the information that I needed. And time to time, he might step in and be like, what are you thinking? What iron do you want to pull? And he'd be like, I think it's actually, you know, more hurting or helping or whatever. And then, I'll step back and recalculate, and then we'll talk it over together, and then whatever I feel most comfortable with is what we go with. There are times where he strongly feels like it's a certain club, and then I'll look into it. But for the most part, it's we agreed a lot most of the time. It's just Augusta's a lot trickier to calculate. Because of the winds, it's really difficult to get a hold of exactly where the wind is blowing, and the greens are just so difficult to read. There's so many little tiny subtle breaks that you kind of need to know over time and over experience, which, you know, just being able to play there for the first time makes you appreciate what Jordan's been doing for the last 5 years. It's unreal how good he's been able to play. With such a little experience, but yeah, for the most part, it was my decision, and it went pretty smoothly throughout the whole week.
It's 10:23 a.m. You're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. We're speaking for just a little bit longer with Doug Gimb, low amateur at the Masters, and a guy with great Chicago area roots here, competing for University of Texas, and on the cusp of what we know is going to be an incredible career. Hey, Doug, here in the Chicago area, there are young aspiring golfers who may think that, you know, being in the Midwest, seeing weather like we have this morning, which is 39 and rainy here, that it's really tough to really get a career going. Yet there are great organizations here. The Illinois Junior Golf Association is one of them. And I understand early on, I think between the IJGA and the Mid-American Junior Golf Tour here, the sister organization, you competed in 51 events and won 29 of them while you were getting things underway. But being in Illinois, what did it mean to you to have the opportunity to play some competitive golf even at an early age through an organization like IJGA?
I mean, the IJGA was awesome. Going off of what you said about being from the Midwest, it doesn't really matter where you're from or where you play. You can make it as serious as you want it to, but with the IJGA, they made sure that it was fun at the same time. So I remember, you know, some of my favorite tournaments were those one-day YDP, like 12 to 13 division tournaments, when we played 18 holes. And the thing that we looked forward to was having some bragging rights, obviously, of winning the tournament, but putting contests after and just hanging out with friends that you met through tournaments. And, you know, the IJGA was so cool and it was good for me. It helped me be competitive, but, you know, also show me, like, the fun parts of playing tournament golf and competing and playing this great sport, you know, and I also got the opportunity to play the MAJGT which is a sister organization of the IJGA, and just the staff, they're awesome. They do everything they can to make sure that we're having fun and that we're learning along the way. And, you know, that competitiveness is important, but it's also the perception, you know, you just have to realize that you're doing this because you love the game and it's not a job. And I think that foundation from the IJGA is super important.
Well, Doug, their slogan is better people through golf, and competition's part of it, but there's a lot that rounds it out. And, yeah, I think you're a great ambassador for golf and junior golf and what can come out of the Chicago area.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Hey, Doug, tell us, as low amateur, does that give you a ticket into the Masters next year, or do you got to find a way to earn a trip back?
Unfortunately, it does not. I got to earn my way back. So,
okay.
Yeah,
well, I know through your play at the U.S. Amateur last year, you get an exemption into the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills in June, and I'm assuming you plan to take full advantage of that after you're done hopefully helping your Texas teammates to a national championship at the collegiate level, correct?
Yes, I will be playing Shinnecock as an amateur and then planning on turning professional soon after.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, yeah, awesome. Well, that'll be great. And, of course, you know, did you talk to any of your teammates last week while you were at Augusta? My understanding is they were out at Paso Tiempo, and the meeting of the minds that happened at that golf course years ago actually led to the building of Augusta National. But you knew that, right?
Yeah, from one Alistair course to another.
Yeah.
From what we understand, I think Mr. McKenzie's house is still right next to the sixth or seventh hole at Paso Tiempo.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's if you walk through the Augusta clubhouse, you'll see some of the plans and the letters that went back and forth between Mr. Jones and Mr. McKenzie. But, Paso Tiempo is a cool course. The team enjoyed it, but yeah, they really did support me a lot through the week. Scotty Scheffler is on my team.
Mm-hmm.
He was a low amateur at last year's U.S. Open, so he was rooting me on, like saying, like, yo, let's get two low amateur finishes in major championships. That'd be ridiculous. And it's pretty crazy now that I think about it that we both are the reigning low am.
Yeah.
holders. It's crazy. But, you know, my teammates have been there for me, and it was definitely nice to hear their voices, because when you're out there in a tournament like the Masters, I don't know anyone. I know who they are, but I don't know them by person. So just any familiarity with anyone is super helpful and super heartwarming. So it was nice to have their support throughout the week.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for being our first guest this year on Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm sure with your time at Augusta, I don't know if the university sent one of those traveling tutors with you. You may probably have to get over to study hall and catch up on the books a little bit and maybe get a practice in, because I think your University of Texas team has a big tournament next weekend. But we're going to check in with you again closer, or maybe right around the U.S. Open, and get your thoughts. Shinnecock is obviously a wonderful venue. I'm glad I can say that I've played there, and I know that you'll love the golf course, and we'll look forward to talking to you again before you get out to Long Island.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, Doug. Thanks, and congratulations again on a great week at Augusta National, and we're hoping that you'll get to be back there again in a couple of years through other great times on the golf course and good tournaments along the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks, Doug. That's Doug Gim, the low amateur at the Masters last week, and a great product of Illinois Junior Golf here. And Again, a reminder, this segment was sponsored by the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, home of the Pete Dye Golf Course, the Donald Ross Golf Course, celebrating its 101st year, and a couple of five-star hotels like the French Lick Hotel and the West Baden Domed Resort Hotel. With that, we'll take our first break. We'll be back with Dave Novell from Callaway Golf right after this. And all those lips I'm burning, guess I'm still just learning. Better take some lessons for me to see if I'm just that bad. Get into the hole. The Arrowhead Golf Club of Wheaton, founded in 1927, has been receiving rave reviews since the architect Greg Martin renovation of all 27 holes has been completed. The course is surrounded by some of the beautiful forest preserve properties of DuPage County and has no homes in play. Water does come into play in 17 of the 27 holes, with 77 bunkers strategically located on the club's 3-9 hole layouts. The bunkers are now filled with the new white tour sand not seen on many public courses. The redone practice area has a lighted driving range, putting green, chipping green, and sand bunkers. The fully stocked pro shop is one of the best in the area, and the golf carts come complete with GPS to give the golfer exact yardage on every hole. Private and group lessons are now available, and Arrowhead has one of the best 19th or 28th holes in the area. For more information, see arrowheadgolfclub.org or call 630-653-5800. This segment is sponsored by the Arlington Lakes Golf Club in Arlington Heights. In a rush, how about 3-hole, 6-hole, 9-hole, or 18-hole loops, all now available. Call 847-577-3030.
All right, 10:32. We are making the turn from the front nine to the back nine in our hour of golf talk here on Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm with Rory Spears, Bill Berger, and I'm Ed Stevenson. And, guys, the first half hour went really fast, but Rory, great guest, Doug Gim. Obviously, I think great things ahead on the career. My goodness, when you say a good young man, hey, he sounds every part of it. Polite, you can hear the youthfulness, yeah. And yet competes like... competes like a bear.
I love when I get texts from him. It's always, Mr. Spears, that'd be great to come on your show.
What, did he used to shovel your driveway or something, Rory? Or what? He truly lives pretty close to you, doesn't he?
No, you know, and a matter of fact, the funny thing that I've been joking about, a lot of people in town obviously saw what Loyola University did on their basketball team on the great run to the Final Four. And the center on the Loyola team is Cameron Krautwig. And at my complex subdivision that I live in, our landscape is done by Cam's dad's company. So I've been joking to people all along that you know, this guy you're seeing on CBS and playing in the Final Four, he's going to be cutting my grass this summer because he works for his dad's company once in a while. So who knows, if you spot a tall guy out in my neighborhood, it could be Cameron Krautwig from the Loyola men's basketball team. Hey, Ed and Billy, I want to remind you and all of our listeners that the U.S. Open 2017 Erin Hills is over. The pros have left, and the golf course now is wide open for all of you to go on up there and play the U.S. Open Championship layout, one of the six public courses in America that's hosted a U.S. Open. And there's a couple of new things going on up at Erin Hills this year, and one of them is called the Kettle Loop. And up there in the Kettle Moraine area of Wisconsin is where Erin Hills is located. And they have created a 5-hole short loop for this year for their guests that might get up there late in the afternoon, early evening, and they're spending the night in one of the nice cottages or single rooms over the pub that Erin Hills has. And if you want to get out and you want to play 5 holes and walk around, throw the bag over your shoulder, or you can take a caddy, go on out and play and get warmed up and then enjoy a nice dinner and your favorite beverage before you get up the next morning and get loosened up for that full 18-hole round. And this year, the old Fame barn up there that people have seen that has been used
by the driving range, right?
Yeah, right by the driving range that the people have seen – And last couple years has kind of become the hangout for the caddy place. That place has all been fixed up inside. There's ping pong tables in there and, you know, a lot of different activities. So when the caddies go home for the day, if you want to check out the caddy barn, maybe take your favorite foursome over and beat up on each other a little bit over some ping pong and some of the other activities in the barn, you can do that if you're looking for a little fun on the property before you go out and play the next day. So we want to tell everybody, tee times and overnight stays, they're filling quickly at Erin Hills. But if you want to get up and play a U.S. Open course, visit erinhills.com. Call their 800 number. Book your tee time and your overnight stay today.
Yeah, that's an experience. Erin Hills is amazing. Had a chance to go up there a few years ago and actually tour it, take a look at the property with architect Greg Martin, who was at the time, you know, working on the renovations for the preserve at Oak Meadows. We didn't tee it up. We went out there and soaked it all in. So, Billy, on my list, and should be on yours, is Erin Hills. So maybe we get that trip in. And Rory calls it ping pong. That means that, you know, I know you refer to it as table tennis. So that means maybe there's a hustle getting set up here. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll have to pull my table out of the garage and warm up. You know, I think, you know.
Do you got the dust cloth on that thing? Or,
yeah, dust cloth on it, yeah.
Well,
you know, Eddie, we've been involved in a couple.
We've played a few times,
we've
Bill.
We've played
I know,
once or
know,
twice.
Golfers like that.
Yeah, they sure do. You know what, Ed and Billy, one golf company that's really been out there hustling the last couple of years and really starting to make a bigger impact in the golf industry is Callaway Golf. Their market share in clubs, golf balls, everything really growing. They've taken a different approach to the golfers, the amateur golfers, not just the tour players, but the amateur golfers around the world. That impact is being felt. And this past week, headed up by their local representative, Paul Schlim, they had Callaway Golf Day out at Mistwood Golf Club, one of the great facilities and a great place to have this event. About 80-some of the Illinois PGA section pros were out there to learn about the product line, a little bit more about what's making it so good, and caught up with one of their directors of marketing and product goods and distribution, Dave Neville, who told us what's going on and what is everything Callaway Golf for 2018.
This year, the Traveling Rogue Show is moving out around the clubs, and Callaway has opened the 2018 golf season with an incredible new line of product. And it's got to be a great experience for you to get out and talk to the club pros in the different sections and people around the country about what Callaway's offering.
Yeah, we're loving it. We're calling it the Rogue Trip, and we're doing 60 cities all over the country. We're happy to be here in Chicago today, and Chicago on the south side. Then we'll be Chicago on the north side tomorrow. And what we've been doing is giving an overview of the entire product line, and then we're allowing the club pros and the store associates to try the product. We have different challenges set up, and it's been a lot of fun because Callaway's off to just a great start in 2018.
Tell us about this Rogue line. You know, the biggest question I've had, even myself and a few people that hit my Epic driver last year, is how do you top that? Because that was a pretty darn good product you had there.
Yeah, it was an amazing product. It was number one every single month in 2017, number one around the world. So you say, how do you top Epic? And what people are expecting from us is to come out with a new XR this year. And we could have done that, but something without jailbreak, you know, maybe all titanium, but that would have gotten killed by Epic. So we needed to do something different. And that's what the Rogue brand is all about, breaking away from the industry protocol, doing something that the industry is not expecting you to do. So what we have with the new Rogue driver is even more ball speed than Epic with extreme forgiveness, with a lot more forgiveness.
A couple years ago, you came out with one of the more creative set of golf ads in the industry. The airplane people.
Yes.
Boeing is back. Tell us about their new involvement with Callaway.
Yes, yeah, so they really helped us with the aerodynamics. They helped us with XR. They weren't involved in Epic. We went back out to them to really improve the speed step. So the speed step is a part of the crown that helps to trip the air, and it makes the club more aerodynamic. So they helped us with that. They also helped us with the analysis of what we call the boundary layer. So that's the part that connects the face and the crown together. And all of that led to, it's about a mile an hour or more club head speed, and people say, oh, a mile an hour, that, you know, that doesn't really matter. Well, it does, because what it allowed us to do with Rogue is actually make the shape more forgiving and actually stretch out the shape of the driver.
Tell us a little bit about your leader, Chip Brewer. While some golf companies are stepping back, he is moving you guys forward. You're bringing more companies in under the Callaway umbrella. Callaway seems to just really be taking the industry by storm.
Yeah, he put together a plan when he came over about 6 years ago to really turn around Callaway. And a lot of people don't know this, but Callaway was having a tough time. You know, the year before Chip came, we were losing $110 million a year. So last year we had a phenomenal year. He's got it completely turned around. We crossed $1 billion in revenue. We're number one in market share in drivers and fairways and hybrids and irons and putters, and just all across the board. We've also brought on an acquisition with OGIO. So that's a luggage and bag line that is high performance. That's done really well for us. And then this new Travis Matthew line of clothing, which has been really hot for us as well.
As somebody who knows equipment like you do, as golfers go out and look to new equipment, I'm sure you encourage everybody to go out and get fitted for the right equipment. And I'm sure you also would say, put our product line up against anybody else. I'm sure you'll be impressed.
Yeah, that's what we always say. Bring it into the bay. Give it a shot, right? If it's not better, don't buy it. But I think what you're going to see with this new jailbreak technology, which is not just in the driver, but in the fairway and in the hybrids as well, just incredible performance in the hitting base. Just put it up there head-to-head, and let's see what happens.
One final thing. As somebody who's actually in the market for wedges this year, I got to ask this question. You talked about in your presentation today, Roger Cleveland, who's been designing incredible wedges for years, putting them in the bags of players like Phil Mickelson and Annika Sorenstam and other Callaway staff players, says these new Mac Daddies may be the best he's ever designed. You've seen that product up close. Talk about those.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal product. And I think a lot of people don't know that Roger Cleveland has actually been making wedges for Callaway for 22 years. You know, I think that's because Cleveland Golf is still making wedges, but Roger's been part of Callaway. And for him to say that he's most proud of the new Mac Daddy 4 with all, he's been doing it for 40 years, you know, all the different lines of wedges he's come up with. And there's a lot of different aspects to it, the shaping, the grinds, the look, the finishes. But really the big story is this new Grooving Groove technology, and it's all about spin with the new wedges.
Best place to go out and get Callaway golf balls, Callaway golf equipment, Callaway golf bags, Callaway everything.
Yeah, we're right here today at Mistwood. This is a great place to come and get fit. They got a phenomenal performance center, but we're available across the board. You know, you can go to your local PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Galaxy, or your local Greengrass shop, and we just really encourage you to go out, try the clubs, try the wedges, try the putter, go out and get fit, and you'll see the new performance. Callaway clubs.
Where is that Callaway website and also Callaway social media?
Yes, callawaygolf.com. We got it all out there. We got all the videos. We got podcasts. We got Callaway Live where we're interviewing Phil and Sergio and all the players. It's a lot of fun. It's callawaygolf.com. We got all the information about the clubs out there, so go and check that out.
All right, that's Dave Novell with Callaway Golf in town for the Callaway Golf Day at Mistwood. They also had a day for some of the North Suburban Pros at the Glen Club the very next day. Looking online here right now, seeing that the Monday MAGT Junior Golf event up in the North Shore has been canceled already due to weather. So, and I think a lot of the scramble tournaments at various clubs were also going to have this weekend. I've received several notices that all of those are unfortunately canceled due to the weather as well. But meanwhile, we'll keep you warm right here. And with that, we'll take our next break, and we'll be back with Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort right after this.
Don't worry, keep swinging.
This segment was sponsored by the Arlington Heights Park District Golf at Arlington Lakes Golf Club, Sunset Meadows Driving Range and Learning Center, and the 9-hole par 3 course at Nickel Knoll, located on Peyton's Hill. Call Nickel Knoll at 847-590-6050.
When you win national awards like Golf Magazine's Renovation of the Year, Golf Digest Best New Course Renovation, and Golf Range Magazine's Top 50 Ranges, you know that you've done something right. Mistwood Golf Club, highlighted by a 67-acre rock-walled lake and St. Andrews-style sod wall bunkers. Mistwood brings a feeling of Scotland to the Midwest. Mistwood's changes include added tour length, completely redesigned third hole with an island-feeling green, new state-of-the-art performance center featuring teaching tools that the tour players use, like TrackMan, Sam Putlab, FlightScope, and Quintech Ball Roll Analysis System. Completely custom fit and built golf clubs. We can match any manufacturer's head with any manufacturer's shaft. Mistwood has the distinct honor of the highest rating for Illinois golf courses by Golf Digest Best Places to Play. Some tee times are available, but they're filling fast, so don't delay. You can book online at mistwoodgc.com or call 815 815- 254-3333. Mistwood Golf Club in Romeoville. Significantly renovated, completely perfected.
All right, it is 10:45 here in Chicago. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us, enjoying Golfers on Golf. We're rooting that spring weather on. It's got to come eventually, Rory. Otherwise, you know, it can't be 95 and humid eventually. But sure signs of spring. Baseball started, the Masters concluded, and our next guest is back supporting the show and really telling us about the opportunity to go and enjoy the French Lick Golf Resort.
Yeah, Eddie, I'll tell you what. Well, mid-50s by Tuesday, they'll all be back out at all of your golf courses at the DuPage County Forest Preserve District. But in the meantime, if you want to go where it's a little warmer, and one of the great places in America to play golf, the French Lick Resort. And joining us is their director of golf marketing. He's everywhere. He's the former Medina caddy. He is Brendan Sweeney. Brendan, how are you this morning, man?
Good morning, Chicago. I'm actually on the 10th tee box at Dubs Dread Golf Course in beautiful downtown Orlando, Florida.
Dubs Dread. We love it. Yeah, you can't play. Well, you could play Dubs out here today in the rain and the wind and all of those other things. But you're down there playing the course where our course got its name from. How about it? Tell us a little bit about that place.
It's a 1924 design. No one really knows who the designer is, but there's a Donald Ross course about a mile away from there. So I'm not kind of famous in it. And out here for the Bishop Moore Catholic Hornet annual athletic fundraiser. So we teed off at 8 o'clock, and we're in the middle of photos right now. It's all going well, but our team is currently 12 under after 10 holes.
Well, that's an incredible start, and hopefully you guys will win that scramble. And, Brendan, I know it's got to be warmer at the French Lick Resort. The weather's always warmer there than it is in Chicago, unless Rory Spears is driving there in January. But, hey, you got some great golf courses, great hotels. Tell people about the French Lick Resort.
Well, you know, we've hosted five majors there since 1924, and we're getting ready to host our sixth major with this October with the Senior LPGA Championship. And that's got a great tie-in with the Senior Women's U.S. Open that's going to be happening out at Chicago Golf Club in June. So we'll be up there for that, cheering the girls on. And then we also have a symmetric tour event in our Donald Ross Golf Course, which was host site of the 1924 PGA Championship won by Sir Walter Hagen. So, yeah, we're clipping along. It's 72 degrees in French Lick right now, and we're jammed up. We have about 120 golfers at the Ross course today and about 86 at the Dye. So we're in full swing down there. So guys, jump in a car, take a left-hand turn, and just keep on heading south until you find some fun and sun, and you'll find French Lick right there.
I think we'll cancel all the Cubs games this weekend, and we'll get in the car and we'll head down to the French Lick Resort. But, Brendan, you know, you mentioned the Donald Ross course. Last year was its centennial, and you guys did a whole bunch of special things. How do you top that in year 101?
Well, I tell you what, I'm wearing the plus fours today at the golf tournament out here, and our whole staff is wearing them. So it's, you know, with the Symmetra Tour and with the with our junior program and with all the fun stuff that we have going on, it's really is a blast. We'll have more people there at the resort today than the Chicago White Sox had the other day with their 972 people in attendance.
They had that many.
it's
the only day where the beer is colder than the hot dogs.
There you go. Hey, Brendan, tell us about that Pete Dye Golf Course, one of the great outstanding courses in the country. And, you know, you just get up there and you can see for miles. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we're at the second highest point in the state of Indiana. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 982 feet, and you can see for 40 miles in any direction. It really is a cool place. Pete Dye came out there and just carved it out and said he couldn't do it and came back a day later, you know, sketched on a napkin. He drew this course up. 2015, we had the great honor of having the senior PGA Championship there. Colin Montgomery won it. And Colin Montgomery said it's hard to believe that this caliber of golf course could be located in Indiana. So, he loved it. Trish Johnson won the senior LPGA last year, the first ever senior women's major, and she compared it to St. Andrews. So we're in great company. We have got some really fabulous stuff going on. And hey, actually, we got a great deal going on. People always, you know, talk about how expensive we are, but for the first Sunday and Monday, the Sundays and Mondays all through May and June, there's a couple blackout dates. You can come down to French Lick. Called the May Day Special. Play both courses, stay two nights for $600. So you can't beat that at all.
No, no, you can't. And Brendan, you guys made some improvements over by the Valley Links course and the center over there for golf instruction and practice, correct?
Yeah. We're actually we're moving the pro shop where the tennis courts were, the indoor facility. We made that into more meeting space. So we have over 140,000 square feet of meeting space. And we moved the pro shop up by the Valley Links course, which is a 1901 Tom Bendelow golf course, up on top of the hill there. And we're expanding. We're toying around right now building another nine, so we'll have three complete 18-hole courses pretty darn soon. So that's a little breaking news for you. Put that out there.
Okay, so
yell that for it, but you know, if no one's listening, I won't get in trouble.
No, you won't. Hey. So nine more holes down by the Valley Links. Is that what you're telling us?
We're sketching it out right now. So hopefully in a couple of years that'll come to fruition, and we could have some really cool stuff up there. It's neat. We have a lot of land. Gosh, we have 3,500 acres. Now.
So who's gonna design that nine holes? Donald Ross or Pete Dye?
On a napkin.
With Pete's condition right now, he's not doing too well, but. One of his disciples, I'll say, will have a hand in it.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry. Rory won't tell anybody.
Yeah. I mean, who can we possibly
like
tell that, you know, maybe Tim Liddy will be out there or something like that. But
actually, Tim's coming down. We have a golf advisor. We're part of the Golf Channel, their Golf Now program. We have the golf advisors coming down. So Brent Klein moved over to there, and he's going to bring Tim Liddy down in May. So, Tim will definitely take a look at the property, and he may be in the short list. You never know. But he's got a great track right down the street in Jasper called Sultan's Run.
Yep.
And we do a lot of marketing, co-marketing with Sultan's down there. And it's an absolutely great Tim Liddy track. They do a lot of qualifying down there, web.com tour. Actually, the web.com tour is going to be down in Evansville at Victoria National down there in a couple weeks. So, these are good players. You got Nick Hardy will probably be playing that.
Yep. Well, Brendan, give us a quick rundown on those two beautiful five-star hotels you got, and then we'll let you go bomb a drive down the 11th fairway.
Actually, it's the 10th fairway. What we got? I got the French Lick Hotel. You know, I got 480 rooms there connected to the casino, and the West Baden Springs Hotel, which is the eighth wonder of the world when it was built back in 1901. It was the largest freestanding dome from 1901 to 1964 when they built the Astrodome. It really is a cool place. Got some great specials. That Mayday special, guys, that's killer. Just go to FrenchLick.com or call 812-936-9300 and just mention the Mayday special, and you can get in there for $600 with your own room, or if you want to double up, it'll be like $450.
Can't beat that.
And play unlimited golf on both courses on a Sunday, Monday stay. Wow. So come in. You stay Sunday night. You stay Monday night. Be home on Tuesday.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to see a picture of you later on Facebook holding a trophy with your squad out there at Dub's Dread.
Check this out. We're rolling in this morning. You got a bloody in the hand. I'm just going to look up and there's Robert Gomez. What the hell is he playing in this tournament?
Yeah. Well, your team's only 12 under after
10.
You 10 under or 12 under?
We're 12 under after 10, but wow. We have a great eraser on our scorecard.
Oh, my goodness. So you must have missed a few putts.
Yeah.
This way, guys. There's 1.2 million people in Orlando, Florida, and there's one Catholic high school. So we have a monopoly.
There's a few more up here, as you well know, in Chicago. Brendan Sweeney, go hit them straight. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, go Cubs, go. And if anybody goes to the Sox game, you're guaranteed to be on television.
All right. Take care. That's Brendan Sweeney, French Lick Resort Marketing Director. Visit FrenchLick.com. And, guys, I'll tell you what, you know, time flies here when you're having fun. And it's been a great first show. And, Eddie, you've got some things happening out at the Preserve at Oak Meadows as you kind of move into a grand opening season. Anything you can share with the listeners right now?
Well, you know, certainly we enjoyed being able to last August start welcoming the public back for a preview season. This is kind of the inaugural full season, and we've got people signed up for permanent tee times. We've got the U.S. Amateur Qualifier coming up in July, the DuPage County Junior Classic, where great junior golfers like Mr. Gim, Mr. Doug Gim, cut their teeth playing. That's coming up in May. Other events planned throughout the summer. We have an MAJGT event that same week as the U.S. Amateur Qualifier. The big news for us over the winter was the Golf Digest announcement. They named the Preserve at Oak Meadows as their Green Star Award winner. So joined the ranks of other winners from past years, which included Pinehurst, which included Bandon Dunes. I think the previous winner was the Gil Hans design of the Olympic course in Rio. So pretty nice to have a course here in DuPage County as part of the Forest Preserve District that joins that international list of other courses. And Rory, I know how you are. You know, Brandon Sweeney just gave you some news that he wasn't ready to break yet. There are some other award announcements coming up that I cannot yet reveal, but we'll be able to talk about in May that may or may not involve the Preserve at Oak Meadows. So more to come. Exciting year ahead.
All right. Billy, are you ready to get out there and play some golf? You look like you just kind of – you heard Brendan Sweeney talking about golf, and you look like you're ready to head to the first tee.
Yeah, you know, he is really a high-energy guy, isn't he? You know, and along with two ex-caddies that are sitting here, that shows you, you know, caddying really gives you a profession, I guess. You know,
three ex-caddies?
Yeah, for ex-caddies, you know, I think two of us can attest to that sitting here, you know. But he sounds like he has a good time with his job. You know, he is a high energy guy. So good luck to him, and maybe we'll visit him down at
the French Lick Resort. It's a beautiful place, Bill. You got to get down, Eddie. You got to get down there as well, and. In closing today for me, we thank everybody for joining us. We thank our guests, Masters Low Amateur Doug Gim. We thank Dave Nivelle from Callaway Golf. We thank Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. More great guests coming up ahead here in our next 21 weeks. And you'll hear from the people at the tournaments, the equipment companies, and everywhere else. And Eddie?
Yeah, in the meanwhile, we'll be back next Saturday morning, 10 a.m., and don't forget that a lot happens between the broadcasts and during the off-season, too. So the hub is golfersongolf.com. Our very own Rory Spears is filling the blog page with breaking news from throughout the Chicago
Everywhere.
Area and the golf world as well. So it's a great resource. Check it out. Find out what you missed. Find out what's coming next. But in the meanwhile, again, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us. You're why we're here. And we want to put a big shout-out to our producer, Mike, who gets us out loud and clear to you. And come on, Mother Nature, why don't you join us in getting the season started? Sunny skies, fairways and greens ahead, fellas.
All right. And look forward to that next issue of our print partner, Chicagoland Golf, published by Val Russell.
Hit him straight.
TV. I want all my friends to see.